If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We are joined now by State Senator Neil Anderson. Hi, Neil. Thanks for joining us on WGN.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You're from the Quad Cities area, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm from just outside of the Quad Cities. I'm actually a professional firefighter and paramedic in the city of Moline. That's my day job. And I represent West Central Illinois. I actually represent Summerall of 15 counties. It's the largest Senate district in the state.
You introduced a bill that would eliminate property taxes for people who have lived 30 years in their home. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
And what's the rationale behind that?
So I guess the first thing is this bill was, I introduced this bill as more of a conversation starter than it is a finished product. I mean, maybe this is where we want to land, but the purpose of it was to actually start a conversation with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to address the concept of at some point, maybe it's 30 years, maybe it's when you pay your house off, maybe it's 15 years, maybe it's a combination of the two, but at some point you have to own your stuff. You know, if I've been in my house for 40 years and I've had it paid off for 20, and all of a sudden now I fall on hard times, the idea that the government can take that away from me is absolutely ridiculous. So the idea behind it is we have to have a conversation that at some point in America where property, freedom to own property is at the forefront of our constitutional republic, at some point you actually have to own your stuff.
Okay, well, that's a slightly different agenda than maybe on the surface of the bill. You're worried that people who can no longer afford their home or their mortgage, it'll be foreclosed on? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying, the idea that if I've been in my house and I paid my taxes for 30, 40 years, and now all of a sudden, for whatever reason that might be, I can't afford to pay my property taxes. And the idea that the government could take that from me, that's a ridiculous thing.
Well, maybe that ought to be the language of the bill. I mean, does that happen often? Is the state taking people's homes away from them, cashing them in to pay off delinquent property taxes?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't pay your property taxes, there's a lien put on your property. Absolutely. Again, this is, like I said, this is not a finished product by any means. maybe it is.
But the problem would be, I mean, I don't know what remedy those people should have available to them, but I'm sympathetic to that situation. But if we said to people, and by the way, plenty of people listening to you and me right now on the radio have lived in their home for 30 years, and they would love to not have to pay property taxes. But if they got that break, somebody would have to make up the difference. I mean, schools and roads, police and fire, that's funded by property taxes. So who's going to make up the difference? Everybody else in the neighborhood will have to. If we give a break to grandma, then my kids' property taxes, mine are going to go up, right?
It costs government nothing to spend money, okay? So I think there's plenty of areas that we can figure out where to not spend money. You know as well as I do that when government has a surplus of tax dollars, they're not going to save it. That's a fact. It's not a subjective truth. That is an objective truth across government. They are not going to save it. They are going to find ways to spend it. Now, they might find good ways to spend it, but if somebody has been in their house, in this case, for 30 years, I believe that they should own their own property, and that assessment value of their home should be taken out of the county assessment, and that way that assessment is not spread across everybody else. It is just no longer assessed.
But the purpose of property taxes is to afford local services. If I lived in my house 31 years, I still benefit from police and fire and local schools. Even if my kids aren't going there, maybe my grandkids are. Maybe the neighbor kid is. That's what we do. I mean, I don't. You'll have to explain to me why just because I've lived there 31 years, I should be exempt from financially participating that way.
Because for 30 years you have participated and you're still paying sales tax in that community when you go purchase something. There's you're not taken away from paying all taxes, just your property taxes. Because again, the forefront of this bill is at some point you have to own your stuff.
This listener says, John, we've lived in our house 35 years. We are over 80 years old, and the assessment went up 37% just last year. We might have to move. We need this bill to pass. So that would solve, you know, you're talking about people who can't afford to live, and the state might put a lien on their house. But this is just somebody, well, I don't know if this is exactly the sort of person you're talking about, but this is somebody who would benefit from your bill on the face of it, right?
Sure. And let me be clear, John. The example I gave of somebody like falling on hard times after they've been in their house, that's just one example. I don't, for me, I don't care if they've been in their house for 30 years and all of a sudden they win the lottery. They still shouldn't have to pay property taxes because they've paid it for 30 years. And again, at some point, the nexus of this bill is that you have to own your stuff. So the example of somebody falling on hard times is the extreme. I'm saying I don't care what your financial situation is. I'm saying at some point you have to own your own stuff.
Hmm. What do you, we'll continue this conversation another day, Senator, but what are you hearing from your colleagues?
So it's kind of been, I've heard both sides, and there's valid arguments on both sides for and against this, and that's what I'm trying to get at here. I want to have this conversation because Democrat, Republican, Independent, I think everybody agrees with the concept that, yeah, you're right, this is America. At some point, there has to be an option where government can't say, hey, I know you've been there for this long, but we're still going to take it if you don't pay your property taxes. That's what we're getting at here with this bill.
Neil Anderson from over by the Quad Cities, the largest Senate district in the state. Okay, Neil, stay in touch. Good luck, and thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.